Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sibby Sisti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Bickford. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Vern Bickford. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rube Walker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Borowy. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Borowy. And now, play ball. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Holmes moves to second. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Borowy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is called out on strikes. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCormick moves to second. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti takes first base on ball four. McCormick moves to third. Massey moves to second. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCormick scores. Massey moves to third. Sisti moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Borowy fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bickford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry takes first base on ball four. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-1 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verbin. The throw from Massey and he is safe. Verbin steals second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Verbin scores. Jeffcoat moves to third. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick who is chasing the ball. Lowry reaches third base with a triple. Jeffcoat scores. Cavaretta scores. Pafko goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Cubs. Bobby Hoeg now pitching. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCormick moves to second. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cisti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0-for-1 in the game. Borowy hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pafko hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lowry strikes out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Sisti fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Massey hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sisti takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Bobby Hoeg. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sisti moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Holmes hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Red Barrett now pitching. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0 for 2 in the game. Borowy hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 3 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCormick moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Borowy covering, for the out. McCormick moves to third. Elliott moves to second. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCormick scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Massey hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sokold pinch hits for Red Barrett. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Boston Braves, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.